True story. Life on Mars is for tomorrow, or almost. This story describes an imaginary mission to Mars in the year 2100.
Mission to Mars, 2100.
Yanis, age 46, commander, geologist.
Jessica, age 42, co-pilot, doctor.
Alex, age 37, agronomist.
Robert, age 51, geochemist.
Lisa, age 35, biologist. Year 2099. Guiana Space Center, Kourou, South America. Five months later, the spacecraft is travelling at 75,000 kilometres per hour.
Earth is just a tiny white dot behind us.
Inside the spacecraft, in zero gravity, Yanis is cutting Robert's hair.
This machine is cool. It cuts your hair and sucks it up so that it doesn't fly away.
Alex and Lisa are working out.
3 hours of sport per day. We must stay fit.
We must keep our muscles and bones healthy. They would get weak in zero gravity.
At lunchtime, everyone has a meal tray.
I've got lentil salad. What have you got, Yanis?
I got chicken in a spicy sauce.
All the food was loaded aboard on Earth.
I dream of eating a real apple.
You are torturing yourself. You won't have an apple until we return to Earth in 2.5 years.
After lunch, Alex has a nap.
Ah, time goes faster when we are asleep.
Lisa and Yanis stay in touch with Earth.
Come in, Earth. Can you hear us?
The spacecraft is now travelling at 20,000 kilometres per hour.
You are 300 kilometres from Mars. Enter low orbit. Deceleration at 12,000 kilometres per hour.
Lisa, Yanis and Alex get ready to descend on Mars. In the descent capsule, Robert and Jessica remain in orbit around Mars.
In 30 minutes, the first humans will walk on Mars.
The descent capsule separates from the spacecraft. Retro rockets are used for deceleration.
We've landed. The rover robot will come and fetch us.
A space station, which was built by robots over a 20-year period, is ready for the humans. Back on the spacecraft.
They did it!
The lander touched down just beside the base.
Home on Earth.
Hooray! Woo!
What a day! A human has landed on Mars!
We've been waiting for this for 130 years!
A few months later, Alex is working with Vicky, a robonaut, in the greenhouse on the base.
Our first Martian radishes. Soon we'll have strawberries. I taught you how to plant seeds, Vicky. Now you can plant them.
Lettuce planted.
The seeds from Earth keep well. We must plant different ones to grow a variety of fresh vegetables.
From orbit, Jessica monitors the health of the crew.
All the crew have taken psychological tests. It's your turn, Robert.
Leave me alone. I can't be confined like this any longer.
Jessica explains the problem to the team on Earth. They have a meeting.
Robert is refusing to take the psychological tests.
We must get him down onto Mars earlier than planned.
But in the lab on Mars, Lisa is worried.
Look, Yanis, the probe I sent down to Nelly Fosse is not responding.
Are you still looking for microscopic signs of life?
Yes, and also new sources of liquid water.
Lisa and Yanis try to find a solution.
Let's send Vicky to check the probe.
You're crazy! You know that robonaut was not designed to go outside?
The next day, Yanis and Lisa descend to the Nili Fosse region.
We'll leave the rover near Nili Fosse. It can't access the valley.
Yanis and Lisa head towards the Nili Fosse region.
According to the drone, we're going in the right direction.
What is that?
Maybe it's a sample left by the Perseverance rover in 2021.
Yes, maybe.
You see, the rover can't come this way.
You're right.
Look, Lisa, the camera is showing us the way.
Now I see, the probe is underwater.
A sea of ice is hidden under the surface. It's unbelievable.
In the spacecraft.
Lisa and I are going to replace you in orbit.
We found water. That means we can produce more fuel.
Robert and I can't wait to see for ourselves.
Lisa and Yanis return to the space station. Alex stays on the base on Mars.
Bye, Mars!
At last, Robert and Jessica leave for Mars. But an incident occurs in the lander.
The lander won't straighten. We're going to crash on the surface.
Robert is hurt. He's unconscious. We need help.
Alex comes to the rescue.
We must get Robert out. We'll treat him on the base.
In orbit.
Calling Earth. Major incident with the lander.
On Earth, people are shocked.
Accident on Mars. One person seriously injured. Lander damaged and disabled. Three humans marooned on Mars.
Demonstrations are organized.
Stop wasting money on space missions. Life on Earth is more urgent.
Yeah, that's
right.
There's an international summit.
The ideal time to return to Mars is 1 year from now. A new crew will bring reinforcements.
We must pursue this program.
18 months later, Robert has recovered. A new crew lands on Mars. It's time to welcome them.
We can go home to Earth, Jessica. You'll see your son.
Yes, I miss him terribly.
It's different for me. I don't have a family. I'm happy to stay here for another 2 years.
The end.